RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Starting systems. Mainframe activated. Updating network. Downloading news. Facing cultures. Looking up for language tips. Rewriting literature. Turning on entertainment. Drawing up opinions. Rebooting learning. Ready, set, go.
Go.
Just like you're listening to InBuild On Air.
Hello everyone, welcome to InVille On Air, program of the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia. Hello everyone.
Hola, hola, ¿cómo estás, Pablo? Y hi. Daniel and Johanna Amante.
Hello, everybody. We are here again, willing to another way for all our listeners to learn English as a foreign language. We have a so special program today, so we hope our listeners enjoyed it as will we.
Get ready.
Let's go.
The hashtag. Because you're worth it, your voice too.
Estos días hemos estado muy preocupados por el medio ambiente y es una realidad que todos debemos aportar y poner un granito de arena en el cuidado de nuestro planeta. Es por eso que le preguntamos a nuestros profesores, estudiantes y oyentes, ¿qué hacen ellos para ahorrar agua en sus casas? What three things do you put into practice in order to save water? Y esto nos dijeron.
Hello everyone, my name is Hector Andres Sanchez. I am from Bucaramanga. And I am an English tutor at UNAD University. Well, I'm going to tell you three tips that I always do to save water. First, I turn off the taps when I'm brushing my hands or teeth. That always works. Second, I always fix any leaks I may have in my flat. That's something that may happen. And finally, I wash my car only once a month. Yeah, that's
Hi,
true.
Hi, my name is Alessandro Oviedo. I'm from Necoclip, but I live in Turbo. I belong to SEAC Turbo. These are my three ideas about how to save water. First, turn off the tap while brushing your teeth. Second, don't run the dishwasher or washing machine until it's full. And third one, use less electricity.
Thank Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm Julio Cesar Morales. I'm from Neiva. I'm the leader of the South Zone. In my case, I used to turn off the tap while brushing my teeth in order to save water. And I also turn off the tap while washing my hands. And I always try to reuse the water from the washing machine. Those are three ways to save water. Have a nice day. Bye bye.
Bueno, como podemos escuchar, hay muchas maneras de ahorrar el agua, en particular la mía, una que pues no escuchamos ahí, es utilizar el agua lluvia para, no sé, lavar los pisos, en caso tal, o el agua que sale de la lavadora, como en el último enjuague, que es casi limpia, por decirlo así. Se usa, digamos, para los baños y demás, es una manera de hablar. También no dura tanto en la ducha, Por lo menos yo lloro dos canciones. Te cuento con, por canciones lo que lloro en la ducha y me ha servido para hacer agua.
Esa es una buena opción. Escucharemos más opiniones de nuestros oyentes durante el programa.
Mind teasers. Be smarter, be faster, be the master.
No olviden llamarnos al 373-4098 o comunicarse con nosotros vía Skype a RVRUNAD1 o a nuestro WhatsApp 321-268-2456. Repito, WhatsApp 321-268-2456.
Ligue ahora.
All right. So today I thought it might be fun if we did some riddles together.
Oh my god, riddles.
Does anyone know what a riddle is?
It's like try to guess something that is underneath certain words.
Yeah, it's like a language puzzle, yeah. Almost. A problem to solve.
Okay.
And often solving a riddle involves thinking outside the box. So let's just jump right in and I'll start off with mine.
Cool.
Okay, here it is. What is black and white? Only black and white, but red all over.
Okay. I imagine that it's not a penguin with a sunburn.
It is not a penguin with a sunburn.
Okay. I tried. What could it be? It's black and white.
Charles Chaplin with a sunburn. Over.
Okay, maybe. Michael Jackson. Okay, no idea.
No?
Maybe, I don't know. That. It's red. All over.
Red all over.
Okay, we have red in English. The pronunciation is similar to the color and the action.
And the action.
Should be.
Yeah. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a magazine. No, magazine are not. All in black and white.
Maybe the newspaper.
Ding 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 ding.
Now, and the winner is
black and white, but red all over. Red, yeah. Like to read.
Good.
Great job.
Excellent. A los oyentes que nos están escuchando en este momento, recuerden, riddles son como adivinanzas, ¿cierto? Yeah. Juegos de palabras.
Yeah.
Entonces, para que lo tengan en cuenta, y en este había un juego de palabra con la palabra red.
The pronunciation with the color and the action.
Ajá, perfect.
The second one.
Okay, I'm going to try to make one, and you try to guess. A very odd but wealthy man built his house so that all of the rooms were circular. One morning, he was found murdered in his kitchen. The police came to interview the people who were working in the house at the time of the man's death, and their alibis were as follows. The butler said he was polishing silverware. The maid said she was sweeping the corners. The chef said he was out buying steaks. Who committed the murder?
Okay. Well, I mean, if he was found dead in the kitchen, I think it was probably the chef, because the chef works in the kitchen. He has a lot of knives. They're usually angry people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's tricky. But also we have to pay attention to the shape of the rooms.
Oh, that's right. All of the rooms are
all the
circular.
Room okay. Are circular.
Okay.
And also we see the third alibi that is about the maid. The maid said she was sweeping the corners. You know what a corner is?
The corner, I'm thinking about the edge of a room, no?
Yeah, exactly.
La esquinita, las esquinas.
Uh-huh. So, and when there are corners, there are not. I confused. In a round room, there is no possibility to have corners.
You're right. She's lying.
So, because of what, being a liar is the murderer. Okay. So the mate is the murderer mate.
We found it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. And the winner, yeah. I read the riddle, but I didn't know the answer. But it's perfect. It's perfect.
Okay, okay. And the third one. Then the third one is for me. Okay. Yeah, okay, okay. One day, the police find a man dead inside a hut. In his left hand, he's holding a gun. In his right hand, he has a recording. When the recording is played, the police hear the man talking about how horrible life is and how he wants it to end. The recording ends with a gunshot. The police are about to call it a suicide until he or you point out a very important clue. What is it?
My God.
Oh, I know it.
No, yeah, I know you know it, but I don't know it. Si alguno de nuestros oyentes sabe la respuesta, cuéntenos.
Puede llamarnos al 373-4098 o comunicarse con nosotros por Skype a RVR1 o a nuestro WhatsApp 321-268-2456.
Ligue ahora y contéstenos. And the answer is...
Well,
oh my God.
This appears to be a suicide, but the suicide was staged. There has been a murder here. Because if the recording ends with a gunshot, the recording ends. But how could he shoot himself and then stop the recording?
Oh my God.
If it were a suicide, the recording never would have ended.
CSI.
So someone else was there to end the recording.
Okay. Okay. Daniel Holmes.
Sherlock Silver.
Very good, very good.
Excellent riddles. Le recordamos a los estudiantes que esta es una buena estrategia para no solo practicar inglés, sino para pensar.
Mind teaser.
Es un excelente mind teaser. Nos permite, no sé, llevar la cabeza un poquito más allá del simple hecho de leer cositas, sino aprender más.
Y fijarnos más en lo que leemos y no estar tan distraídos, porque a veces leemos por leer y no caemos en la cuenta de lo que está escrito y el mensaje que nos quieren dar.
Acuérdense, chicos, que pueden leer estas historias, estos textos, en nuestro Facebook. Se están publicando en estos momentos. Pueden entrar a Facebook y leer para que de pronto nos sigan un poquito mejor y puedan leer, escuchar
y practicar.
Y practicar en Invilo Nerd. Call me round 10, come through, have sex on rough, that's Persian.
That's right. Come up to your job, hit you while you're working, for certain. I'm a freaking, not speaking, leave the ass leaking. Like- Hi, I'm Norma Triana. First, I collect the water I use to wash vegetables and fruit, and I use it to water the plants. I collect the last water from the washing machine to wash the patio, the floor, or to flush the toilet. But the most important thing at home is that we take a normal time to take a shower and we fix immediately any water leak.
Hi, this is Carlos Vasquez. One tip that I have for everyone is just to use the water during 10 seconds first in order to get dry, wet the whole body. Then I stop the shower, then I shampoo and use the soap during 5 minutes or so, I mean, all over the body. And then the rest is just to wash out. So in total, it would be spending like 1 minute or 1 minute and a half of running water. That's the way I contribute to the water saving. Ooh, I love
the ugly boys. Pandora's box. Don't care about anything about me. Take one. We dare you to open it.
Just crazy about me. Yeah.
We just want to party, but just go. We just want to. This is America. So, last month I remember. Was the Grammy Awards, right?
Yep.
Daniel, can you give us comments about it?
Sure, of course I can. So, full disclosure, I didn't watch the Grammys. I don't watch live TV unless it's sports, but I did look up some stuff about what happened there. Okay. And there were two things that I thought were really interesting. The first was that these Grammys were completely dominated by the American rapper Childish Gambino, of whom I'm a big fan. And his song, This Is America, which you can hear in the background, won 4 awards: Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Rap Song of the Year, and Music Video of the Year.
Oh my God.
This was actually the first.
He's the man of the year.
Yeah. This was actually the first rap song in history to win Record of the Year. And, you know, the song might sound happy and positive on a first listen, or just like a kind of traditional rap song, but on a closer look, it's actually a very dark and sinister commentary on many of the situations in the United States right now. The lyrics of the song focus on gun violence, mass shootings at schools and churches, racism against African Americans, and violence by police officers against unarmed civilians. And if you watch the music video, it makes these themes both much more obvious and chilling. Not only does it contain many scenes of violence and chaos, but it's filled with hidden messages in the background that critique American society in numerous ways, which is what makes it such an interesting video. Just for example, after he shoots a man in the video, someone runs up and softly takes the gun away in a fancy cloth very quickly, while, you know, 30 seconds before someone passes, to drag off the body in the background, as if to show that Americans are so quick to take care of guns and protect their guns, right? Whereas a black, a dead African American, you know, is not important to them, nearly as important as protecting their gun rights. So that's just one example of the hidden messages that the video is filled with. And if one thing's for sure, you could watch the video 50 times and find something new every time. So I highly recommend it.
Excelente. Childish Gambino. Mm-hmm. Más que un cantante, entonces es un exponente de la expresión, no sé, de lo social, de la crítica fuerte al
protesto,
a la situación actual de Estados Unidos y del mundo.
Mm-hmm. Recuerden matricularse en nuestra oferta INVIL, UNAD English, UNAD Kids, francés, business English, TOEFL preparation course.
Daniel, excellent information. Thank you, Johanna, for the hint. But I have a question. According to the reading, muchos estudiantes pues están escuchando y dicen, what? Pero pronto, estamos aprendiendo. No, it's excellent. That's the idea. Can you tell me a sentence and the meaning of these words, please? I have, for example, record.
Sure. So in this context, the word is not record, grabar, it's record.
It's record.
Es okay, so como una grabación, pero es... El disco.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Record. Music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, record. Positive.
Positive. So, positive is algo bueno. En algo que es mostrado en un luz positivo.
Okay, perfect.
Diferente a affirmative. Somehow.
Yeah, más o menos.
Okay. What about chilling?
Chilling. So, chilling is something that you hear or see and is... so, I guess, strong or upsetting that you literally, it chills your bones, we say.
Okay, in another kind of, I don't know, in a sentence, how can you put it?
Like, sure. So in this context, I would say that the video about the Armenian genocide was chilling.
Chilling, okay. So makes you like feel excited, could be?
Excited, but in a almost sad or upset way.
Okay, good. What about background?
Sure. So background is como fondo. It can mean different things, but in this context, when I say background, I mean in the video you have, for example, a man dancing in the front, whereas in the background, you know, what is not in focus, okay, other things are going on.
So it's behind the main scene.
Yes.
Say it's
el fondo, puede ser. Al fondo.
Sí, fondo. Significa fondo.
Le recordamos a los estudiantes que pueden leer estos textos que estamos compartiendo o estas historias en Facebook, ¿vale? En este momento están ahí publicadas para que las lean y puedan seguirnos al pie de la letra. En Facebook, acuérdense que nos pueden seguir por @invilonair, ¿cierto?
Sí, Invilonair, también si tienen alguna pregunta para Daniel o para nuestros profes acá en el estudio, no olviden comunicarse al 373-4098 o comunicarse al Skype RVRUNAD1 o a nuestro WhatsApp 321-268-246-2456. Repito el WhatsApp 321-268-2456.
Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Sturm bindt mit Donnern und Blitzen. Auf der Welt wird der Wärme still, als mit uns geschehen.
Bueno, esa canción que estamos escuchando también hace parte de uno de los álbumes premiados en los Grammy. And it is about the lost songs of World War II. Second, sorry. As we know, the World War II was a terrible issue in mankind. So, an artist that Daniel is going to tell us about took advantage of that and put it on that record, and for expressing all the ideas and all the feelings of the Holocaust in that time. So can you tell us something about it, Daniel, please?
Sure, of course. And actually, Pablo, what makes it so incredible is that it's not just one artist, but many artists spanning over 80 years of work. And it's a fascinating story. So the Lost Songs of World War II by Yiddish Glory, which won the Grammy for Best World Music Album, was released in 2018. But its beginning starts much earlier than that. So Jews in Eastern Europe during the Holocaust would write these heartbreaking songs about the tragedies happening to them, to their families, their communities, their want for revenge against the Nazis. And they didn't write these songs, you know, for personal fame or to try and become famous, because most of them knew that they were going to be killed. And many of these songs were written just before the writers were killed. Okay. They wrote these songs so that future generations might know the evils that had been committed against them. And in order to preserve this, a group of Jewish folklorists in the Soviet Union working after the war worked very hard to collect a catalog of all of these songs in order to preserve this history and art. But not long off after the war, the researchers were arrested by Stalin, their work was confiscated, and all of them died in prison, believing that their life's work had been lost forever. But that's not the end of it, because 75 years later, a professor at the University of Toronto found the collection in unmarked boxes in the basement of the Ukrainian National Library. And this lost work that had been found was then performed by a group of renowned Jewish musicians from all over the world who came together to perform these songs, bring the stories back to life, and in a way create poetic justice for the victims who wrote the music and sought to preserve it. So now, 80 years later, we can hear this music.
Good. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. And also, Daniel, can you tell us to our students what is a Jewish, the definition of a Jewish person?
Yes, so a Jewish person, the definition would be a little complicated, but generally is someone who is a member of the Jewish faith or a member of the Jewish sort of ethnic group, tribe, if you will, the Jewish people.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So en español lo tenemos como el judaísmo, los judíos, que pues presenta fe judía. Entonces ahí podemos darnos cuenta, pues Daniel de hecho también es judío, entonces tiene un amplio conocimiento frente al tema. Entonces es muy interesante que de algo tan horrible de la historia de la humanidad hubiera sacado algo tan bonito, tan precioso como un álbum que yo tuve la oportunidad de escribir como 3 canciones y son bastante interesantes.
Esto que nos muestra que el arte permite que la historia prevalezca y no mueran esos recuerdos, sino queden en el olvido. Invitamos a los estudiantes oyentes que lean la historia, es muy interesante. Pues a mí me llegó pensar que la música no es solo juntar instrumentos y crear melodías, sino mantener esa historia viva.
Exacto.
Bueno, we have a message from Piosnis Onares. And it says, hello, thank you very much for your radio program and this page. In response, thank you very much for listening to us and being an active fan.
Yeah.
Les invitamos a revisar nuestra oferta en Inville, nuestro programa UNAD English, UNAD Kids, Francés, Business English, TOEFL Preparation Course. Les invitamos a ver la oferta en www.unad.edu.co.
Estamos en Skype con un estudiante, una compañera que nos quiere saludar, una oyente. Buenos días, ¿cómo estás? Ah, ok, nos manda saludos. Llamada perdida. Loren Serrano, a nuestra estudiante de licenciatura en inglés, un caluroso saludo. Gracias por escucharnos. Desde Neiva estamos felices de que nos escuches y cordialmente invitada a que participes, a todos los estudiantes, que nos escriban, que nos llamen, a nuestros estudiantes que participaron en el programa, los que nos han enviado audios, que han sido estudiantes de asistentes a los laboratorios de idiomas que estamos ahorita trabajando en este nuevo proyecto, que también invitamos a todos nuestros estudiantes de Bogotá, principalmente, a ser parte de estos laboratory sessions, open sessions y face-to-face sessions con Daniel Silver, que lo tenemos aquí en nuestra mesa de trabajo. Todos los jueves a las 4 de la tarde y los sábados a las 10 de la mañana para que hablen con él, con Daniel Silbert.
Pero no te olvides algo, Leo, y es que queremos invitar a todos nuestros estudiantes de Bogotá, a toda nuestra audiencia, a que puedan visitarnos el día 25 de abril a nuestra actividad del día del idioma. Entonces los queremos invitar cordialmente a todos para que puedan asistir a la sede de la 53, a nuestra actividad del Día del Idioma. Entonces
calle
están 53, todos cordialmente invitados.
Número 1439, Inville on Air.
Der Mabel
ist und ist und ist dich mal so ein Zeug. I'm a student at Una Prom Facultativa. The 3 ways to save water is first one, is close the tap when you brush your teeth. The second one is reuse the water, dispel it by the washing machine to wash the car or the jar. And the third one is use a reed into the tan of the
Hi, car. This is Adolfo Leon Restrepo. I'm talking from the city of Palmira in Valle del Cauca. 3 ways for saving water. Well, number one, I don't take long showers. I take really short showers, like 3 minutes. It's like the max. Number two, I collect the rainwater. I collect the rainwater, and that's just great to do. And number three, I take my car for washing it to a car wash.
The Wall. We share because we care.
Huila. Huila es gigante, ¿no? Y en gigante Huila, Lauren, un saludo, un abrazo. Y de pronto tuvimos un lío con los textos, pero pronto los tenemos publicados y podrás escuchar nuestro programa
F5,
en el repositorio de los programas de Invil On Air, que los puedes encontrar en la página de la RV UNAD. Orlando Acevedo también nos saluda, un saludo, un abrazo a todos nuestros seguidores de Facebook. Yuli López, que nos comparte una frase: él se enamoró de sus flores y no de sus raíces, y en otoño no supo qué hacer.
Uy,
a la UNACEAL Girardot, de este 21 de marzo, Día Internacional de la Eliminación de la Discriminación Racial, para que por favor
hablando
asista.
De This is America, ahí está, perfecto.
21 de marzo, lugar calle 13A, número 3454, ¿vale? Todos invitados, a todos nuestros profesores que compartieron sus ideas del ahorro del agua, a todos nuestros estudiantes, un caluroso saludo. Carlos Vázquez, por el cumpleaños de su niña hace poquito. A Nati Zamora, que compartió una foto de su mascota. Y a todos los que nos escuchan, siguen por Facebook, Twitter e Instagram.
Los invitamos al primer Congreso de Comunicación Social, AFACON, 40 años.
40 años. Sí,
y ya que estamos de saludos, un saludo muy especial a nuestros oyentes y amigos de la UPTC. Ya saben que nos pueden sintonizar todos los miércoles a las 11 de la mañana y a las 8 de la noche en repetición para compartir, disfrutar, descubrir, practicar y aprender con Invil On Air.
Pueden escribirnos a invilonair@gmail.com para sugerirnos, proponernos cosas del programa y, por qué no, opinar sobre nuestros programas.
También síguenos por Facebook, @invilonairisback, Twitter, @invilonair, y por Instagram, @invil_oa.
Cierto, todos, share, enjoy, discover, practice and learn.
Invil On Air. On Air.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.